Chapter 11. The Second Battle. The carpenter worked all night to repair Ahab's boat, and the next morning the boat was ready to use again. But there was no sign of Moby Dick.
"Do you see him?" Ahab shouted.
"No, sir. We don't see anything," we answered.
"Sail faster. He's getting away from us."
While we were sailing, Stubb explained to me a little more about whales.
"It's not easy to catch a whale," he said. "Sometimes we have to follow it for days, but our sailing instruments can't help us. We only know the direction it's going because we sense the location of the whale."
Then, in the middle of Stubb's explanation, a sailor suddenly shouted,
"There he is! There he is!"
"This is the end, brave whale," shouted Stubb. "Ahab will catch you this time."
All the men shouted with him, and I did too. We were very excited. If anybody had doubts about this fight, they forgot them now. The speed of the ship gave us even more energy, and we were like one man. Every sailor was prepared to put his life in danger in the deadly battle against this monstrous creature. Then we were silent. We couldn't see the white whale anymore.
"You were wrong. That wasn't Moby Dick," said Ahab. "He never jumps up once and then disappears."
But while he was saying those words, Moby Dick suddenly appeared much closer than before. He jumped into the air about 7 kilometers from the ship.
"That's him!" shouted Ahab. "The time has come! Prepare the harpoons! Put the boats into the water!"
Ahab quickly got into the harpoon boat with his men. The rest of us filled the other 2 boats. Ahab shouted his orders to Starbuck.
"Starbuck, you're responsible for the ship!" shouted Ahab. "Stay away from the boats, but not too far!"
Suddenly, Moby Dick turned and started to come in our direction. Ahab's boat was in the center. The white whale came towards us faster and faster. His tail was moving rapidly from one side of his enormous body to the other. His mouth was open. We threw harpoons at him from all sides, but that didn't stop the white whale. He continued to approach us. The whale moved between our boats and then disappeared under the surface of the water. He moved away from us, but we knew the reason. He was preparing for his next attack. Then we couldn't see Moby Dick, and we were all very frightened. "What's going to happen to us?" we thought. "Where is he?" Suddenly, Moby Dick attacked our boat, and it hit against one of the other boats. Our boat broke into pieces, and we all fell into the water. We tried to hold on to pieces of wood from the boat. Then the white whale attacked Ahab's boat and threw it in the air. When the boat came back into the water, it was upside down. Ahab and his men were under it. They fought to escape. Moby Dick's work was finished for now. He swam away from us. Again, the Pequod came to rescue us. When we returned to the ship, everybody suddenly looked at Ahab. His artificial leg was gone, and Starbuck was trying to help him stand.
"Don't worry, men," said Ahab. "Even with one leg, Ahab is still fine. There's no doubt we'll catch Moby Dick tomorrow."
Then he spoke to the carpenter.
"You will make me a new leg tonight."
Stubb called all the men together. When we all came on deck, we were very sad to learn that Fadala, Ahab's favourite sailor, wasn't on the ship.
"He hit his head on the side of the boat," explained Stubb. "I saw him go under the water."
"Oh no! Poor Fadala," exclaimed Ahab. "He won't be with us when we catch Moby Dick."
"That's true," said Stubb. "He'll miss our moment of triumph."
At this moment, Starbuck decided to say something.
"We must stop these dangerous actions," he said. "If we don't stop, all of us will die." "We can't, Starbuck," said Ahab. "It's our destiny to hunt this whale until we kill him, or he kills us." "But we'll all be killed," cried Starbuck. "Then that is our destiny, Starbuck," answered Ahab.
We worked all night to repair the boats for the battle the next day. The carpenter also worked hard to make a new leg for Ahab from whalebone, and Ahab stood on deck and watched the sea as he did the previous night.